Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Success Academy, our coaching Q&A session. Today is Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. We are in week 4 of our 8-week series. I'm so looking forward to connecting with you here live today. Just to invite you, there's a thought or two I'd like to share with you as we're on the cusp of wrapping a month and then beginning a new month, and I love for myself to go through a certain process, and I like to share that with you as well. So I'm going to be sharing a couple thoughts with you just for a moment. But if you want to already get your hands up and raised in the queue, please do that. You can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Or if you're joining via web call, on your screen there should be a little space where you can click raise hand as well. Would love for you to do that. And start thinking about, if you haven't yet already, go ahead and log off any other distractions, your email or social media. Allow yourself to have the space today and the receiving and the openness. Allow yourself to drop into that. But in your own notebook, I invite you to jot down what's new and good, or what are you grateful for? And secondly, what's up for you? What are you thinking about? What are you working on? What are you running into? Are you up against some resistance? Are things rocking and flowing? Are you loving your self-care habits, or you kind of need to recommit? Wherever you might be, but ask yourself, you know, what's up for me, or what do I need support with? Go ahead and get that captured in your notes. And then again, this is your time and you've paid for it. So by all means, if there's something on your heart, I definitely want you to raise those hands and start to, or on your laptop or desktop, to help support you this day. But here's a thought or two that I'd like to share with you. You know, we're in week 4 of this series. And on yesterday, I almost said Monday instead of, you know, habit, but yesterday we talked about, and we're in this week, focusing on nourishing your network, nourishing your relationships. I'd love to hear what you're up to and what you're doing. If you want to share that here today or in the Facebook group. But as we think about this week and we think about wrapping up May, we're a few days out from wrapping up May, right? May will wrap on Sunday, and Monday will begin a brand new month. And we're going to be doing a deep dive on your branding and your messaging, how to communicate your brand or your message, the clarity around that. That's what's on deck for next week. But every time I wrap a week, or excuse me, I wrap a month and begin a new one, I love to look at some inventory type questions. So I'm going to model these for you if you want to write these down. These are things that I do for myself and that I share with all coaching clients, group or private. Is I'd like you to look at the month of May and ask this question: what were my wins and victories? So there's going to be 5 key questions. I'm going to ask that you write these down in your notebook. Number 1 is, what were my wins and victories for this month? And honoring that and seeing my wins, my victories, progress, and the actions that you've taken. And again, I know we still have several days. There's still several days left in this month, but we are on the cusp of rounding that curve. But looking at your wins and victories. Number 2 is, I invite you to look at, what was my biggest distraction in the month of May? What was my biggest distraction this month? And moving forward, what's 1 or 2 things I will do to address that distraction? Number 3 is, what were my life lessons this month? This month, I look at each month as like a chapter in a book, and the book is titled 2020, and what were the lessons that May has been teaching you? Number 4, as we think forward, moving into a new month pretty soon, and in a couple of days here, as we think about moving into June, what's your number 1 personal goal that you'd like to focus on for the month of June? And your number 1 business goal for the month of June. So those are the 5 key questions. The template is looking at, again, as we complete a month, looking at your wins and victories, your distractions, and what you'll do moving forward to address that, your life lessons for this month, as well as your personal and professional goal moving forward. One thing I also like to do myself as I'm wrapping a month, and there's a couple of days left, like, you know, you guys have through Sunday, so you have several days, 5 days, right? Is I want you to think about, what would you like to complete? between now and Sunday? What would you like to wrap up? Maybe it's the vision board you started on week two, and you'd like to complete that, or maybe from last week you're like, gosh, I started organizing a space and I want to complete that. I'd love to still see all those things, by the way, if you want to share them on our Facebook group, the spaces you're organizing for your vision board or whatnot. But ask yourself, what do you want to wrap up or complete in the month of May, where we still, again, have these 5 days left, including today? But think about that for yourself. What do you want to complete? What do you want to make progress on? Or some other questions I like to look at when there's still a few days left in the month, but we are about to round the curve on another month. And so I love to think about some of these thoughts. Now, it's not to take you out of the present moment, because in this moment, it's May 27th, and focusing on the day that we're in, and a lot of life can happen in the next 5 days. But it's thinking about, with some intention, what you want to wrap up this week, what you want to complete, what you want to focus on, matched with moving into creating focus for a new month. Focus is one of the most potent success principles, right? It's just choosing into, what am I focused on? What's my intention? What do I want to create today? What do I want to create this week? What do I want to create in this new month? Those are some questions that I invite you to look at. So welcome to a new Q&A session. I'm looking forward to connecting with you and sharing and insights. And again, you might be in a funk and you might be in the flow. It might be something business related. It might be something personal, some limiting beliefs or some fear that's up. Whatever is up for you. Again, this is your time and space, and any and everything is welcome here. I'm going to move first to Jolene, has her hand raised. If anyone wants to get in the queue behind her, please do so. Again, star 2 on your keypad to raise your hand. Or go ahead and click raise hand on your webcast if you're on the webcast version as well. This is your time and you've paid for it. So if there's something on your heart, I'd love to hear from you. So, Jolene, I'm coming first to you, love, if you want to lead out with what's new and good.
Good morning.
Share something to see. And then, yeah, share with us what's up for you.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, great. So, good morning, Tiffany. Good day. Beautiful day where I am. Sunny and just stunning. So, yeah. So, a lot of good, and I just want to echo how happy I am that this is scheduled with Mindset Makeover. It's just been really great to keep me on track and to keep me focused. And one of the things that they brought up yesterday had to do with just the idea of deciding. And I think there's a lot of things I want to do, but deciding what I want to do first is not an easy task for me. I think I make decisions in kind of a random way, and I'm working on doing it more intentionally. So that's been kind of cool. I wanna do a lot more reading, and I really want to master my calendar. Those are probably two things I came up with from this month that really resonated with me. I've gotten so much from reading these resources and being inspired. And it keeps me going and keeps me on track. And I'm still a little foggy on how to block my calendar because I've learned all these new things and they're going into an already full calendar. So it's like I have to clean it up first. So I'm probably struggling with my calendar most of all because my tendency is to overfill it anyway. And now I've got even more great stuff to add. And So I'm not really sure how I'm going to do that. But even just this morning, the questions you ask, that's good. That's really good for me. It brings me back to what do I need to be thinking about today, right now, to plan this week. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you for sharing. Just there's so much sunshine in your voice, right? There's such positivity and good energy, and just love hearing that and seeing your wins. And I have loved that we've been doing Mindset Makeover at the exact same time, the same week we kicked off with Success Academy, is to have that additional, you know, some of it's a crossover, but it's all, some of it's very different too, and it's reinforcing, you know, just good content. So I love that that aligned for all of you. And I love this question about calendaring, right, and scheduling. I've heard it, I've done this in my own way, but I've heard at times the coaching, to track your days and to track your weeks like you would a food diet, right? Now, I'm not enforcing or supporting that, but I'm just saying that sometimes, like, becoming aware of, like, where am I actually spending my time and what are the various tasks that are on repeat, especially, I give attention to that.
Yeah.
Tasks that are on repeat, we want to think about batching them. If we're not delegating those tasks, they're tasks that Jolene's doing, creating content or teaching or mentoring or a variety of those types of things, marketing efforts, you name it, is putting yourself into batching of those tasks that are on repeat. Some things we do once a year, right, like gathering safe taxes or information like that, if we're, you know, putting all of that together. Or there's something we do quarterly. But tasks that you do every single week, because I'd start tracking that, right? And similar, it's like a time, you know, they say a time diet. I don't love the word diet, just to be clear, because the word die, the first three letters of that, you know. But just becoming conscious of if someone's monitoring what they're eating and just being aware, because sometimes we're not aware of what we're eating. Or we're not aware of all the stuff in our calendar, like you're saying, is become more conscious of, like, what is actually, where's my time being spent this week? And week in and week out, what are some of the similarities, or every month or every week, and let's batch some of those activities together. So if I'm doing mentoring calls, I want to do a couple mentoring calls back to back to back. I want to get in the mentoring mode, and I want to stay in mentoring mode. If I'm in marketing mode and making follow-up calls, or I'm in content creation, I'm working on newsletter copy or content or social media content, I want to get in batches and do that. Or if I'm organizing my office or my space, you know, like last week, let's do that for an hour or two at once versus trying to do a little here or there. Just a different way of thinking about what's called time blocking, another way of calling batching, saying, I want to have intention or theme to my schedule or to my day, and that way I can stay in the flow. It's one of the ways we, I think, disconnect or take ourselves out of the flow is when we're constantly interrupted and we're trying to multitask. We have all these things we're trying to do at once, or we go from one task to the next task, back to the task, onto new, back to the task, rather than just batching it and doing it at the same time. I think that makes a difference.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that multitasking can be exhausting.
Yeah.
I have way more energy if I can use the word batch, but I mean when I can just focus on one thing, I find way more joy in that.
And again, I don't live my calendar to this principle perfectly. You know, not every time is blocked out with something. But I do know that it's like those big rocks in the jar, that if I'm living into some of those blocks, it makes a difference.
I remember a ways back you were talking about, you know, just put two things at the beginning of your day. That those are your priorities. And I think that's a new thing for me. My two was like 20. So just starting with two is a new habit for me. And it's getting there toward the end of May, but I need to be patient with myself and just, you know, go over it and keep doing it until it becomes more natural. Yeah.
Yeah. Practice, right?
Yes. Practice. Yeah. And I appreciate the just the continual reminders to just be gentle with ourselves and just focus on the progress and not get all guilted out if we don't get where we want to be by the end of the day kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I think to me that's one of the most game-changing things when we really adopt that, when we adopt that mindset that says, hey, I'm going to be about progress and practice versus the perfectionism that we're all so familiar with. One keeps us checked in and moving forward, and the other often gets us snagged. And we go, oh, it's the all or nothing.
Yeah, I have a feeling that the way I have been doing things is because I was reluctant to decide. So I just put it all in the day. And I think this idea of being intentional, deciding on just two things, and you know, whatever else fits in, that's fine. But being focused that way, there's a lot more satisfaction to my day, and I feel a lot better at the end of the day. And even my journal entries look different. So it is a good move, a really good move.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, thank you for sharing. And I think they're just good reminders for all of us, is looking at, oh, yes, I want to put some time and some intention to my schedule and to my calendar and to what I'm focusing on, and how to do that, right? It's like, okay, cool. Let's look at daily the choose two, right, or pick two, one personal, one business. Beyond that, if I want to do more or I have space to do more, great. And if not, great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you. Thank you, love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am coming next. Barbara has her hand up. One moment. There we go. All right, Barbara, you're unmuted if you want to lead out with a short, new, and good, and then whatever your question or share might be.
New and good. wow. There's so much new and there's so much good. organizing space. We have a downstairs that we call lovingly the dungeon because it's downstairs, and everything that we don't want upstairs just kind of get tossed downstairs and never truly addressed. And we had a Memorial Day party here Monday, and we had some families that were coming that had never been here before, and we didn't want to potentially have them downstairs in our dungeon as it was. So we did a massive room rescue, and all of us pitched in, and it took us about an hour and a half to get the toys picked up and the vacuuming done and the straightening and the putting away, and it's gorgeous now, and I actually love coming downstairs and being able to sit and watch a movie or to play the air hockey or to, you know, there's space to pull out the Legos and let my younger son build again. So, and all the spiders have been evicted, which was the thing that kept him from coming downstairs. Mom, there's a spider in my Legos. That's because you haven't put them away for 3 weeks. Anyway, so that's my big win and wonderful, is my downstairs is wonderful.
And it feels so good, doesn't it?
It does. I love a clean house, and I keep forgetting that. Mm-hmm. And so that brings me to my question, is how do you keep it up? I love Jolene. Bless your heart. I'm right there with you. I could have said ditto to hers and walk away. And yet let me give you an example of where I'm at. When I was a teenager, we did some cliff diving. And I knew I could do it, but I was scared. And so I would run up to the edge and I'd wait, and then I'd go back, and then I'd stand there and say, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, I can't do it. And it took me several attempts to finally get just enough to get off that cliff. And that's where I'm feeling with a lot of these principles, is I'm hearing them. They're all good. I'm excited. I'm jazzed. It's that leap of implementation that I'm still struggling with. And so all of this stuff is logging up behind that initial jump of I'm doing this. And then she says, well, just be happy with the progress. And I look around me, I'm like, oh, there's progress. I'm standing right now in my basement in progress. And yet I'm still feeling the weight of the overwhelm of all these other things that I desire to implement to really move my life forward. How can I continue to move forward and dismantle that overwhelm?
Mm-hmm. Well, some of it, love, is just practice, and it's practice of the progress mindset. And so it's kind of like the laundry's never done, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Technically, you could get the laundry done and everyone in your house is walking around naked, which if you want to do that, I mean, no judgment here, right? Each their own.
But don't the offer it to my son.
Hey, you know, no judgment-free zone over here. We observe not
judge. I know.
But you know what I'm saying is, it's kind of like the laundry's never done because I'm wearing clothes right now, you know, and
right.
Then there's just stuff, and there's a part of that. But I do think, similar to your share with Jolene's share, is we look at between our home life and our businesses, what are tasks that are on repeat? And some of that is, okay, for the home, there's daily dishes or daily laundry, right? I'm not saying we have to do the laundry every day, but there's laundry or dishes being used daily. And so having, you know, things we do maybe in the morning or the evening, or we delegate to others, or it's part of someone else's chore chart, or however it works, that we look at and we say, what are the things that happen on an ongoing basis? And or what are things we know will help us grow, right, that need to be part of our daily, weekly, or monthly activities, and that we create some consistency with that, right? You might say, well, I know that I need to move my body every day. That's a daily task, and well, I'm going to eat and shower right. and do some of those things. But I think we don't always account for that. Just being a human and staying alive requires effort and time, let alone to thrive. Right.
So and that's where I come in and say, I've got the thriving and liking. Yeah, how do I get the business part of it into it? That's where I'm stammering and starting. It's like, I've got the life part down. It's how do I start to implement the business part into my already somewhat busy life?
Right. So the business part is for every single one of you. There's a couple of similarities, and then there will be differences. But between all of you, there'll be some degree of contacting, like we talked about yesterday, nourishing your relationships. That's going to be, and if you want a business to grow, that will need to be an ongoing weekly experience.
Okay.
And there's various forms of contacting. There's follow-up and nourishing, again, of that quadrant you saw in your workbook. I think it's page 26 or 7. Mm-hmm. You have personal, you know, existing clientele or existing leaders or enrollments, you know, peers or cross-line, and then you have new relationships. So looking at, you go, okay, I am weekly nourishing relationships. Now, where does it live in my schedule? If it's a critical part of your business, which contacting and nourishing is, then where does it live in your schedule on the regular? And do we do it every day from this hour to this hour? Do we do it twice a week for 2 hours? Right? And under contacting, there's follow-up, there's mentoring, there's time. But it's seeing it that way that we go, what are my most important revenue-producing activities? I want all of you to write this down, RPAs, revenue-producing activities. Well, contacting of some kind is a revenue-producing activity. It may not result in a sale every single moment or every time you do it, because you're going to connect and nourish relationships, and sometimes they need, you know, they're going to bloom in 3 weeks from now and be ready to buy or, you know, sign up, or they're growing or the thing. But that is one of the most important things that needs to live in your calendar regularly. Rather than you living into that experience reactively, where you're only responding to when you get the inspiration to do it or someone contacts you and now you respond, is having you proactively have that in your calendar every single week. And again, you might have some of that fall under mentoring, and you put your mentoring together and you do that twice a week or 1 day a week. And then you have contacting of, you know, follow-up and nourishing. Another common thing, not for all of you, but common, and I'll say for me, is content creation. A big part of how it fuels my business is sharing content. Well, we're all content creators, right? And especially if you're leaning in utilizing social media, or you have a website or an email list, or even if it's just you sharing out content where you're sharing, like in your world, education about oils and crystals or products, you know, that help people with their healing and wellness. As you're sharing that, and maybe it's to a newsletter, right, or on via email, whether individually or as a collective group. So content creation, I need that to live in my schedule regularly. And I hope that's starting to feel like, and it doesn't have to be perfect, but I do want you to start practicing that you say, where does this live in my schedule? Another video that was part of last week's, talking about time management and productivity, there's a video that was included in your assignment email. You can also find it on my YouTube channel if you'd like. It's called Office Hours for the Entrepreneur. Because when you're self-employed, man, it's a free game, isn't it? Or if it's a side hustle and it's kind of like, wow. And without some direction and focus, it's really easy to just let our emotions or energy levels run the show. But everything you want, write this for me in your notes, lovey. Everything I want is on the other side of consistency. Everything I want is on the other side of consistency. When we think about, right, those goals, it's like you growing your business, consistency. And again, the simplicity, I'm not saying it's always easy, but the simplicity is, oh, I need to contact people. And you go, oh, okay. But underneath contact people, because that's a really broad umbrella, is there's mentoring time. There's education time. There's classes. There's follow-up. And that's just within what Eugene mentioned, and you know, to lead us into this conversation was in the business. Anything gotcha. You guys can start thinking about batching or clumping is what are the tasks you're doing every week or every month or that you know
yes,
you need to be doing
correct.
For
There's
growth.
Not a lot of other whites. There's not a lot of other whites.
Yeah.
Is there white in there? Perfect.
Do I have your permission to either paint on myself or draw on myself?
You must.
All right, love. I think we'll move on to our next one, but I just to wrap this up in this thought. You know, for each of you that, you know, that we're listening and connecting around this same conversation that Barbara brought up is the same thought for all of you is looking at what are my weekly or monthly tasks? What are the things on repeat as well as what are the things that I know I need to do to grow? And then again, where do they live in my schedule? And to put some of them together. That way, if when I'm in creation mode, stay in creation mode. I'm in follow-up call time, if I'm in mentoring mode, like I already had a coaching session this morning with a group. And then I have about a 20-minute window that I typically eat breakfast in, just as if you're curious, you know, and sometimes I do a little thing there or whatnot. But it's like, hey, and then I'm back into, I'm staying right in coach slow mode, though, on Wednesday mornings. And so it just stays in that space for me, and I love to block it in that way. Those are some thoughts for all of you to be considering. And again, it's about the progress. It's not about perfect. It's about the progress. But, you know, Barbara, thank you again for asking that. Okay, I'm coming next to Springfield, Illinois, last four digits, 7280. You are unmuted, love, if you want to share your new and good.
Hi, everybody. It's Stephanie. I'm loving these questions today. I wish there was like a like button that we could put on here whenever somebody
right?
says something. I'm like, yes, it's so good.
I needed this too. Yes.
Yes. What's new and good is I think I should be moving back into my office that I've been working on. Hopefully, the goal is to have
Yay.
It done by the end of the month so that I can really dig in the future. And it's been so fun
this week,
to. Yes. I'm painting furniture, and that's been fun too. Just like it's kind of a creative mode. I found this cute little old cabinet that I gave a makeover, a facelift, and I'm just absolutely in love with it. And so that's been super fun. So that's what's new and good. And in that same kind of idea, looking at moving back in and wanting to not bring chaos into the space. I want to have it be, obviously there will be some creation and, you know, some messes and stuff, but there is specifically a pile of vendor event slips. And so I want to declutter basically my network. So I have probably over 100 names of people that have filled out a vendor slip at a vendor event that I just haven't followed up with. Obviously the ones that are, you know, within, I guess, a year would probably be fine. But I have some that are from several years ago. And in that same thread, I also in my back office, I'm a doTERRA person, I have people that bought their oils like once 4 years ago and they never ordered again. I have reached out to them to let them know I'm available. They have not responded. They're still there. And that feels stressful to me. So like a combination of both of those things, how would I, trying to clarify my main question is what's the time limit that it would be okay to maybe, you know, should I have those people that are 4 years old removed from a back office? Should I be more direct and call them and say, are you interested in this, in my services anymore? Are you, that kind of thing, as well as, you know, with the vendor slips of just bless and release them and move forward with the people that I have contacted in the last year versus holding on to all the other ones. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And how do I do it for those that it's been a while?
Yeah. So first of all, I'm super excited for you in your office. And is that something you'd like our group support around, is that you're going to get this baby done this week, like this by this weekend?
Sure.
She's like, okay, here we go, Tiff.
Yes.
Right? But that way you just have like this group behind you and like, yes, like, again, I think all of you, and if it feels too much, you don't also have to commit to that, but that you're like, if it feels like, no, this is definitely doable, let's create some completion here. I think there's something about when, again, we have 5 days out, so you can't, you know, people, you got to be aware, you're not going to take on the whole world, but you go, in 5 days, what's one task I really want to make progress on, or I really want to wrap up before we move into a new month? And if that's that for you, I'd love for us just to put some energy behind that for you and see your cool, you know, transformation and have you share that this weekend when it's complete.
That sounds great.
Hey, I'm excited to see it. And then regarding this question, do you have a newsletter list or a way, an email list that you track emails in? Do you have a software that you use for that?
So I don't, and it's really funny. I've always been very resistant to emails because when I first started, I had an email that I sent out to people, and out of 200 emails, I would get maybe one person that responded. I found that I got better responses when I texted people, and so I actually don't even ask people for their emails when they're a fresh lead. Now, of course, I've got my customers on email. I do have their emails, but I just don't seem to find that people read them, at least the people that I attract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's change that belief real fast, because email, so just to give you a thought process, like my average open rate of an email fluctuates between about 18 to 21%.
Okay.
And that might, you're right, it's not 100%. But the average social media feed, so even if you have, say, 20,000 followers, the average social media feed is getting anywhere from 4 to maybe 7, max 8. If you have something that starts getting a lot of traction more, for sure, but you're around 4 to, say, 8%.
Okay.
And so sometimes people think, oh, is email marketing dead? No, it's not. And you have a lot more exposure. Plus, it's your own home court advantage. Where people, I invite you to think about, and maybe it is a text-in group, and we can talk about a software for text-in group, and we can also talk about a software for, but honey, I want you thinking about, this is a business, and how do we move it to where you can communicate to some of these people where we massage them, drip on them, we send them content, whether to their cell phone and text, or we send it to their email account, but we're sending them regularly, you know, whether it's like the tip of the month, right, or tip of the week, or oil of the month. And again, you don't have to do this. But I just think, oh, my gosh, effectiveness-wise, because I'm with you, it's like, here's some of these people, and maybe they've only bought once, or they attended a vendor fair, like you're saying. I want them dropped on them either a text thread that goes out. And again, I've used both a service, if you want to write this down, I've used a service called 5-Minute Follow-Up. And then I'm currently on a service, my texting service is called Skipio. I can get you a link to Skipio if you're interested. I no longer use 5-Minute Follow-Up, but I was happy with them. I just moved to Skipio because one of my friends is one of their funders and investors. And so in supporting his business, you know, I moved to that software platform. But both have been great. But if you've ever been part of someone, you've opted in for something and you sometimes get their content sent to your text and it says, hey, here's this or here's that, and then occasionally you can drop marketing in there. But using those things for great content connectors is great. So whether it's an email list or text opt-in or both, it is thinking about like these vendors as you start gathering more and more, you know, you have these names or you have these people, it's like, how do we drip on them, right? Like how do we drip to a massive list, whether that's like you're saying there's, you know, 200 people there or then it becomes 200,000 people at one point. You know, is that you're able to share content and education and insight. And then occasionally it's like, hey, we're having this great deal or this thing's happening or that thing's happening. I just think there's a huge opportunity for you. It's because I'm with you. It's like, well, how long do I hold on to these things? But if they're on an email list, and maybe, again, you're right, they might not open the last five emails, but then there's a title of something. But they, if they still choose to stay on the email list, cool. For email list, if you're just getting started, I've heard great things about MailChimp. And I've heard great things about Constant Contact. Those are two software recommendations of ways that you can gather, again, as you're gathering names and emails, to put them on a list.
Okay.
And then they can be nourished. I use Infusionsoft, but that's way too robust and it's pricey, right? But it's worth it for me because I have a massive email list and I have a lot of e-commerce. And I need the way to segment, like I have all the Mindset Makeover people for just this year, let alone the years past, on one tag on a list. If I don't email my whole list when we're saying, hey, your call's happening today, right? Or, hey, Success Academy, we're coaching today and you get that email this morning. You know, it's being able to do list segmentation. So to me, it's worth it, but I also sell off my website. And that's a lot more robust than what you need. But again, I'm not saying you have to do this. You can keep keeping these slips of paper in your house, but that sounds like a nightmare to me.
Oh, it's awful. And it's very stressful when I look at it. And sometimes I just want to throw the whole thing away and just be like, I'll start over fresh with the next event I go to. But then I think, well, again, I mean, in that pile, there are people that it was just a few months ago that there's still a very active, you know, potential interest with them. So how would you, for the people that are older, would you, the people that I have that did not, they're on my list, they bought the oils, they have them, but they haven't done a thing for 4 years. Is there anything different you would do with that? Or would you just put them on the email and just let them decide that they don't want those emails?
Yeah, but I also think a lot of those people are going to be grateful because a lot of our, again, our content is for education or a lot of our contacting, those emails, right? So when you immediately, did you see how your mindset said, then they can decide if they want to get off the list. It's like, yeah, but a lot of them, and some of them will, right? Absolutely. We have people, every time we send out email, there's people that opt out.
And there's always a fear. There is a fear of rejection for that for me too. I'll be real here. I don't want somebody to say, I don't want you anymore, but I have to deal with that. But it's just funny.
Yeah,
that's part of what's
going on. But I want you thinking like a 6- and 7-figure boss, babe. Because that's where you're going, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
That's where you're going, right?
Yes, it is.
You hear me getting a little feisty with you where I'm just like, right? Is this where we're going? So I need you speaking
this
like
is where we're going.
Right. So even though I know you're not there right now, I need you thinking and making decisions like she would make those decisions. And part of growth of a business requires three specific things. Self-care, which we've been working on because you need the fuel. You need systems, which is what we're talking about with softwares here, whether it's text or email or both. We need systems, and we need support, which is what I am in your life in this moment, but also support that might be someone as you grow your business that helps you run your business, and they might do these tasks, and you delegate, and, you know, support within your home or childcare, you know what I'm saying? So when we look at the three S's of growth, self-care, systems, and support, and so I need you thinking, yes, sister, but I need you thinking like the woman you're becoming and where you're going. And so I hear you, but it's like, yeah. So, and again, if you go through these slips of paper and there's no, you know, you could put them on a text thread, right? And by a text, I mean like this a software where you don't, yes, there are different individuals I text individually, as will you continue to do as well. But as you're especially from classes and vendors and fairs, and for me, that's, you know, speaking at all kinds of events, and we give them a free gift if they text in. So we're growing the email list and the text. If we want to use the text marketing, but that way I can continue to stay in touch and share good content. But the point of all the contacting, right, when I'm texting, if I was doing a text out or my email newsletter list, I'm about 4 to 1. And I'm really a big believer of that. For every one marketing email that might say, hey, citrus oils are on sale this weekend. Have you heard of this? Or you could try this? Or here's my favorite recipe that I love to put lemon in. Right? And you're sharing, again, still a recipe why you might be making a sale, but I'm doing 4 content pieces for every one marketing email on average.
Okay.
So it's like, hey, this podcast, this image, or set goals, or here's this thing, or here's that thing, or whatever. But it's just thinking about having some systems, because when you tell me you got all these scraps of paper in your office or your home, I mean, that sounds like a nightmare to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you can keep doing it the way you're doing it, that you didn't hire me or join this program to keep doing what you've always been doing. You're here to say, oh, how do we up-level? So let's explore that.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to keep that pile around. So.
Right. And here's the thing. The reality is that I get the fear of rejection, but how often that's making the decisions, and is fear making my decisions, or is possibility and purpose making my decisions? And this is something I have to reframe in my own mind regularly, is how often does fear run my show, because it still wants to run my show a lot, versus purpose and possibility. And this is good for every one of you to be looking at. And so if the fear is, oh, I don't want to do this because I don't want to offend someone, I don't want to be rejected, or what are they going to think? And it's like, then fear is running that thought process, not purpose and possibility, that says, I want to contribute. I want more people to know about the gift of lavender, let alone all the gazillion other oils and supplements you're connected to. And it's like, oh, the peace of that. Or I love having lemon in my diffuser, or that sticky on a picture frame. Gosh, I'm so grateful I know about lemon. And we're just talking about basics, right? Let alone, hey, you have adaptive and balance and this thing and that thing and all the things that your world is a part of and that's supportive. It's like, hey, I'm an educator. I'm on purpose with education. And I'm going to, in the process, drip on these people. And whether you, again, you send out a newsletter twice a month, every other week, first and third week, I would have that be consistent, though, in deciding. Not perfect, because mine's not either. But then you go, oh, I'm just sharing content. And if they choose to opt off, they choose to opt off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, on one hand, we're afraid if we don't want to offend someone that we might be sending them too much content and the good news, where vice versa, then others forget about that you can be this great resource in their life because they're not hearing from you.
So good. Good stuff.
Yeah. So make some decisions. So let's get that office complete and have fun doing that. Enjoy the process. Crank up your tunes. Put on your diffuser. You know, enjoy the experience of, like, I am in creative queen mode. I'm creating my space, right? My little nest is getting an up level. I love it that you're doing that. And then we think, okay, for my business and for connecting and nourishing, I'm making decisions from, you know, from my future self. For my, this level of, like, okay, what am I going to need to have in place to support my growth at this next level? Well, I'm going to need systems.
Okay.
Software, right?
Yes. That's perfect. Those three S's are so good. Self-care, systems, and support.
A to the men. Oh, I so love your share, and I love that you're here, and I love that we're connecting and seeing you grow and just experiencing so many of these great gems, and we all needed to hear that, so thank you again for your share.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Okay, we are coming next to Columbus, Ohio. Last four digits here. One second, it's just resetting. There you go. Last four digits are 2088. You are unmuted if you want to say hello. You're new and good, and whatever your share is.
Hey, Tiff and Success Academy. It's Amanda in Columbus.
Amanda's here.
So, new and good. I would have to say a lot of just, like, mental clarity. I feel like the combination of mindset makeover and the success principles kind of led to a breakthrough for me this week of having some tension and, like, a close personal relationship, and was able to just, like, kind of sit down with that person and be like, hey, I don't know if we're not quite on the same page, and come to find out that we were both feeding untrue narratives about the other to ourselves. So we've made a commitment to be like, hey, let's remind ourselves of, like, true things, and made me think of what you said, Tiff, of, like, what you focus on expands. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to choose to focus on the good and let that expand rather than the hurt. So I feel like, and this has been like going on for like months. So this feels like a pretty big breakthrough. And just getting better at follow-up execution, I would say, is a huge win for me right now.
Love it.
So my question is, I feel like in the last 2 weeks, we've been given a lot of really great tools in terms of like calendar management, time blocking. And I love all of those and have been soaking those up. I guess my question for you, Tiff, is how do I stop procrastinating mentally? So I would say I like joke with some of my friends that like procrastination is like one of my biggest flaws. Like, and for me, I think it's more of the, I put it off until I start having anxiety about it. And then I get into this like intense, like focused flow and get everything done. And I feel like I end up creating better like content or better follow-up through that energy. But I would like to avoid the like the anxiety portion and just like the delay and, you know, kind of tying up that mental space to be able to be like, okay. So if you have any tips or tricks or tools on how to like overcome that mental side of it and like emotional side of it, so we can just like dip into the flow and have it just be a lifestyle rather than procrastination being a part of it first.
Yeah. So if you were me, I mean, how would you coach yourself? I just feel impressed to ask you that first. Like, what would be if your own sense of insight? Like, how would you coach yourself on this one?
That's a really good question. I guess I would say, like, progress over perfection and taking out that expectation of making it like expecting everything to be perfect, and that you actually like just reminding myself that I actually feel better when I'm like checking things off the to-do list and like, okay, that follow-up's done, rather than letting, you know, a couple days go by and being like, okay, now I have 10 things of follow-up to do, rather than doing them one at a time. And I sometimes think there is a benefit to time blocking that, but for me it's more of a like, well, I just don't want to do this now, so I'll just wait and do it later.
Yeah. So I hear you on this, and some of it, again, I think you just hit it, is like we move into the progress mindset of it. There's a couple of ways that I loop myself on this, because I'm with you, and some of it's like, you know, I can drop into that experience where it's like, it reminds me of being in college and pulling like an all-nighter to get a paper done, and man, it turned out amazing. You know, it's like creativity,
that's my
last minute.
Feeling,
right?
Yeah.
So see, there's part of you that, you know, like, well, the procrastination, yeah, I don't love the anxiety and all that, but man, I sure create some great genius in that. And so there's part of you that's like, yeah, do I really need to change that? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And so,
yeah.
But for me, there are a few things that, again, when we talk about batching, time blocking, or looking at a project, or sometimes I would make myself, you know, there's times I would, you want to avoid doing certain tasks because they push you, they stretch you, or they're not maybe the fun thing in the exact moment, but they're towards this progress that really matters to your success. And so for me, at times, I would, like when I think about a couple of years ago, we redid my entire website, right? And my website had needed a serious, like, makeover for, like, a couple of years. Like, just needed it bad. And I got into it, and I just was like, oh. And I'd want to just procrastinate, and I'd sit down. But I ended up doing some of the same things I said here, is I'd time block it. I'd then remove my temptations or my distractions, like my cell phone. And sometimes I just had to self-talk myself through it too. Or I'd be like, hey, well, then it's like literally treating yourself kindly, but also similar to being like, well, when you get your work done, kind of like you're with a kid, like, well, when you eat your vegetables, you can have dessert. You know, seriously, I'd be like, well, you got to get this done. And when you get this done, or you put an hour into this or 2 hours into this project, then you can go do something else. But I literally put my phone in another room, and I'd sit there, and my resistance would bubble up like, oh, my gosh. Because I'd feel I was just dancing with my perfectionism again. And it was like, God, I got to get this right. And therefore, the perfectionism would encourage the procrastination. Because perfectionism and overwhelm hang out a lot together. And if you can, like, take the fuel out of one, you can just light the other. And so when I'm like, babe, you just have to make progress. You just have to work on this coaching page or this for an hour. But you're going to do it. You know, it was just more of like mindset tricks for myself. But I'd also, again, I'd block it in my calendar. I'd remove my distractions, like we talked a lot about last week. That's a big part of focus, is removing those distractions and just be like, okay, we're going to get this done and get this created. Visualizing the end result helps as well. You know, that creativity or seeing where you're going, reminding yourself the why of why you're doing what you're doing. There's also another thing, too. There's a podcast I did early on when my show launched last fall with a gentleman named Benjamin Hardy. If you haven't listened to this, he's a PhD and just great author, organization psychologist. He has a book called Willpower Doesn't Work. And we did a great little podcast together if you want to get a listen to that. But part of how he says how he helps people change is he changes their identification and your identity. And so if he's trying to help someone, whether it's quit smoking, to being healthier and making better choices with our food or health, the organization, the creativity, to your case, what you're talking about, like this follow through, is seeing yourself as the identity of, and you start reinforcing that identity, what would a fit person do? Similar, like I was just coaching with Bethany, I'm asking Bethany to see herself as her 6 or 7 figure business boss, you know, business self. I'm asking her to see herself as that business owner and to start identifying with that identity versus where she is right now, who's still like screwing around with scraps of paper in her office, right? And I've done that, so that isn't a judgment. But that's like living still at this versus I'm asking her to see herself in a new identity. So similar to you, I drop the language, I'm a procrastinator too. Yes, sometimes I do procrastinate, but you start reinforcing the identity of like, hey, I'm productive, I'm focused, I follow through, I feel good. Similar when you heard, you know, Barbara talking about having her basement clean and cleaning that out, how that feels. It's just seeing yourself as like, hey, I'm someone who has a home and flow. Or I, and again, we get to practice that, but we re-identify. So if that speaks to you as well, I'd give that podcast a listen because that's definitely his wheelhouse and work. Again, Benjamin Hardy, Willpower Doesn't Work is like episode number 4, 5 that you can find on my podcast. I'd give that a listen as well. But again, I love that we're having the dialogue. It's just starting to see yourself using a combination of mindset and tools that will help you create more of the outcome that you're wanting, which is saying, yeah, I want to create more in this way and experience versus the anxious last minute way.
Yeah. That's super helpful. Thank you. And I drive a lot for work. So your podcasts are on my regular rotation. I'll go find that one. The one with Mark.
I love when we drive together.
It's my favorite.
I love when you take me for a drive. I mean, are we getting snacks? Is this like a road trip? Or are we, you know, I mean, is there room for snacks in this drive? Or?
Sometimes. Sometimes there's like apples and like pretzels and stuff. But sometimes there's a Starbucks iced coffee. You just never know. Depends on the day.
You just never know. I appreciate it, you know?
Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks so much, Tiff. That's really helpful.
Because
I feel like that was one of the next steps for me to kind of like break through, because I was just reminded the other day by my family that I've been this way since I was like in third grade. Like there was like this one particular project that like haunts my mother, and she's like, we have a Ulysses S. Grant situation because of like procrastinating on a report. And I'm like, can we just leave that back in like elementary school? That would be really great.
Oh, I love it.
All right, we got some work to do to, like, redefine ourselves because apparently this is the legacy at the moment, and I don't like that.
Yeah, I love it. So, change that up.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome, love. Thank you for sharing that. So fun and so good. And just we got to massage and work on some of these principles together, so. Okay, we have a little bit more time. Let's use it. Does anyone else want to pop their hand up and share something brief that's new and good, and then whatever else you might be learning, or if you have a question? I'm good. I don't have a hard stop at the hour, so I know we've got about 5 minutes, but let's use it. It's your time. Let's do it. So who else wants to pop in here today and share something new and good or something you're learning or something you want support with? Come on, love. Let's not be shy. Okay. All right. Good, good. Corey's got her hand up. Miss Love, you are unmuted. You want to lead out with your new and good?
New and good. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. New and good. I'm loading couches and having windows installed in my building, and every day is a new adventure, and so this is exciting and new for me, but also a little scary. But this program that everyone shared today was perfect. My notebook is full, and I feel like I don't say things as much as I want to, but then I always am fulfilled. So thank you for your all of your input. My question is, and this is on my mind because, and maybe it connects to some of these other things, growing up as a perfectionist in a perfectionist home. List and organization and those things, I look at it now as a sense of control, trying to control the outcome of what's going to happen in your day. And so I'm kind of struggling with, okay, yes, all of these systems are amazing and work and change and identity and all of these things, but how much of that is me trying to control my outcome or the outcome of the day? And so I'm mentally trying to change my identity around that. And the reason I ask this is because I feel like I get into that pattern of just yesterday. I mean, I had 20 things on my list of things to do, and one of them was my granddaughter's third birthday. And I have to bring myself to the hardest part for me is getting in the present to enjoy that entire experience without my mind going crazy about, you know, the pickup that the trailer didn't, you know, make it to. And the organizing my mind mentally to be in the present and enjoy that three-year-old birthday party instead of having it be a checkoff list and to feel that accomplishment every day. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So similar, if you were coaching yourself, what would you tell yourself about this?
Get out of my head.
Okay. And is there something that helps you do that, that helps you come back more presently?
I'm trying to learn that meditation. I'm trying to breathe, practice my breathing technique. So those are things that I'm practicing, and I'm trying to learn, changing, you know, 48 years of patterns. It is hard. And so I don't know if there are any suggestions that are helpful for others that maybe could help tune me in to that.
Mm-hmm. So I think we have answered it is just, again, it's about progress, because sometimes we're used to a certain pattern. We've done it a certain way a really long time, right? And we're just operating out of what's familiar, and it's just practicing. But if we can practice with, like, joyfulness, or practice with, like, you know, where we can have some kind of lightheartedness with it, so when we find ourselves out of it, it's not this, like, see, you just struggle with this, and we reinforce the negative loop versus reinforcing the positive loop and really making progress, like, oh, sweetness. Love it. Way to catch yourself. Yeah, I am more present. All right, take a deep breath. You know, that's one for me that helps, is just take a deep breath and find myself, like, really conscious about the environment I'm in and being present here and trust. Sometimes prayer for sure helps me, of, like, help me to just, if I'm stressed about something or my mind's really distracted, I'll just imagine as if I'm handing it over to God or to your senior partner, and just literally it's like, okay, I'll think about this later. Can you handle this for me right now so I can be present here? I don't have, like, any one thing, but there's a few things where it's just when you catch the loop. And I really love that you're bringing this up, because one of the things that I think can happen, and it's happened to me and can happen for you, is that we sometimes, again, we're re-looping back to perfection, is that we get to be progressionary humans, and we're practicing. And I know you've heard me say that language, but making the goal, for me, the goal is, how do I close the loop faster? The weeds, though, Corey, and for all of you, the weeds always return. It is the natural law of the earth. The weeds always come back. And not to be afraid of the weeds, and the weeds could represent, I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I'm in self-doubt, I'm in insecurity, I'm experiencing this feeling or that feeling, and like you said, or overwhelm, or you know, perfectionism, is the weeds return. My hope is with Success Academy and other courses like this, or tools, or teachers, or processes, or meditation, or self-care, we're filling up a toolbox that helps us close the loop faster. So when a weed shows up in my garden, I don't freak out and be like, oh my gosh, the weed is back. I now get the shovel out and remove it, right, and pull the weed. And similar, it's like when the perfectionism or the I'm not present or I'm overwhelmed or I'm or this insecurity or this negative self-talk is back, the weeds come back for all of us. They come back for me. I was in some weeds yesterday. And then it's like, okay, but retuning, using my toolbox to close the loop faster. And not that it's even about speed, but just about trust, that it's like my weeds come back. My insecurities pop back up. My stuff, as was yours. And I think to me, instead of feeling like, because there's part of me for a while that was really wanting to be like this polished, fixed, finished project, like, hey, I've fixed that. And while some things I've definitely created new muscle memory around, a new image around, a new story, the reality is I still have the weeds come back. It's natural law of being a human and not being afraid of it, but rather than like, oh, I have tools. And for me, I love the question. I think we've talked about this on a previous session at some point, but I love to reinforce this, is ask myself the question, what would I rather experience? So when I catch myself and, oh, what would I rather experience? And just even making the conscious awareness to say, I'm going to drop in and be present here. I'm going to practice being present. Right, or again, whatever the thing might be. That, to me, that question is a great reroute to closing my loop. What would I rather experience?
Wonderful. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Yeah, thank you for asking that, because even, you know, when Amanda was sharing about, oh, I, you know, this procrastination and this and that, what would I rather experience? What would I rather create and so forth? It's just, I think the question is where the power lies, right? Because it opens us up to awareness and reroutes us back. So thank you for sharing that. Good stuff. I'm glad we tucked in one last one, because, you know, you just like, ooh, that's a really good gem as well. Well, thank you so much for your shares. If there are other questions that you have or that pop up, by all means, bring them to our Facebook group. We're in the last few days of May, my friends. So what do you want to complete? What do you want to create? If you want to share that in our Facebook group, or if you're, you know, wrapping up a vision board or working on clearing out some space or a new project or creation, whatever that might look like for you. We've had some powerful, powerful gems here today. Thank you for showing up and sharing them and receiving as well. I'm sending you a big hug from me to you. I look forward to Monday, June 1st. We'll be back on in our next live session. We also have, with Mindset Makeover, we have a Q&A tomorrow, Thursday, as well as Tuesday, if you want to pop into that. Those are just extra bonus opportunities for you if you choose to utilize them. And I'd love to hear from you in our Facebook group, other things you might be working on, progressing, reading, or listening to that's helping or supporting you. I want you to share those things there as well. So as a community, we're nurturing and adding those insights and value to each other. Have a great rest of your day wherever you might be in the world, and I'll see you guys soon.